The Public News Service Doha Newscast, January 22nd, 2026. I'm Mike Clifford. President Trump said Wednesday that he'd reached a framework of a deal with NATO over Greenland's future, hours after alliance officials separately discussed the possibility of the U.S. obtaining sovereignty over land from military bases. That's according to three senior officials familiar with the talks. That for the New York Times. They report that Trump's announcement was among a series of moves on Wednesday that appeared to draw the United States back from the possibility of military and economic conflict with his allies over Greenland, which is an autonomous territory of Denmark. Meantime, Virginia Democrats are considering several anti-gun violence proposals this state session, including a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. One bill would mean any person who sells, imports, or manufactures, purchases, or transfers an assault weapon manufactured after July 1st would be charged with a Class 1 misdemeanor.
The same goes for magazines that hold, or could be modified to hold, more than 10 rounds of ammunition. Delegate Dan Helmer reintroduced the bill following two previous vetoes from former Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin in 2024 and 2025. Helmer, an Army veteran, says the bill targets weapons and magazines commonly used in mass shootings.
Since 2020, I've been working to ban weapons like those I carried in Iraq and Afghanistan from being trafficked in Virginia to keep high-capacity magazines off of our streets. These are the weapons that are most often used in the most extreme mass shootings.
Youngkin, who has vetoed a number of pieces of gun regulation legislation, argued such laws violated the constitutional rights of Virginians to keep and bear arms. This story was produced with original reporting from Josh Israel for the Virginia Independent. I'm Simone Perez.
And Florida's legislature is considering several immigration-related bills this session. While Republican backmeasures to expand enforcement are expected to dominate the agenda, given the Republican majority, Democratic lawmakers have filed bills aimed at increasing transparency and mitigating community impact.
Renee Gomez with the Farm Worker Association of Florida says current enforcement actions are creating widespread fear and economic harm.
Already seen cases in Florida, too, where people are pulling people over, harassing people, pretending to be ICE agents when they're not. This creates a public safety threat. So we would just like it for the community to feel safe, as well for law enforcement officers to be able to still have that trust in the community that we see that's just breaking down.
Senate Bill 316, known as the Visible Act, would require law enforcement officers to clearly identify themselves during public operations. Supporters of the bill cite cases of intimidation and impersonation across the country as evidence of the need for the measure. That includes one situation in Bay County where a woman posing as an ICE agent lured another woman under false pretenses. I'm Tramel Gomes.
This is Public News Service. Athletes, fans, and workers coming to Texas this summer for the World Cup will not be impacted by new visa restrictions. That's according to the State Department, which stopped processing immigrant visas for residents from 75 countries this week.
Some of those countries are Russia, Ethiopia, Brazil, and Thailand. Immigration attorney Ellen Weintraut says the ban impacts people applying for green cards.
These are not tourist visa applications or any other non-immigrant visas. It also does not seem to apply to people who are here in the United States applying for a green card with United States Citizenship and Immigration Services.
She adds limited information has been released about the change, and it's not known how long the suspensions will be in place or if additional countries will be added. 7 World Cup matches are planned for NRG Stadium in Houston, and 9 matches, including knockout games, will be played at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
And the federal agency responsible for providing natural disaster assistance to states will likely see its workforce slashed by thousands of jobs, according to new leaks from federal workers.
Advocates say Appalachian communities in Kentucky already facing longer wait times for FEMA reimbursement application processing would be negatively impacted by the cuts. FEMA workers are typically the first to provide boots-on-the-ground help to remote areas, including to provide essentials such as food, clothing, lodging assistance, and baby formula, says Dana Kuhnlein with Reimagine Appalachia.
A lot of the folks that they're looking to lay off from FEMA are the people who help facilitate disaster recovery and emergency preparedness. It's pretty concerning.
In 2025 alone, the state dealt with multiple major flooding events that triggered FEMA disaster declarations, along with a deadly tornado, landslides, and mudslides. This is Nadia Ramlagan for Kentucky News Connection.
Finally, Colorado's ever-increasing wildfire risk is making home insurance difficult to get or overly expensive, especially for homes built in or near forests and other natural areas.
Colorado Insurance Commissioner Mike Conway hopes a law passed last year will help lower costs. House Bill 25-1182 requires insurance companies to be transparent about how their models create wildfire risk scores used to set premiums or to decline coverage altogether. The new law also requires insurers to offer savings options based on homeowners' fire mitigation efforts.
The problem was that we couldn't at the same time assure homeowners that the mitigation work that they were doing, whether it was at the individual property level or if it was in the community at large, was actually being accounted for in those models.
This story was produced with original reporting from Ben Cathy for the Daily Yonder. I'm Eric Galatis.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.